Hi guys, this is Melanie Dupre. So today in this episode of She Goes Digital, talking all the way from Thailand, I'm going to talk about how to overcome the feeling of being scared whenever you want to do something. So I see a lot of people telling me, "Oh Mel, that's so cool, you're doing, you know, like you actually traveling. I would love to do that. Are you riding your bike? Are you doing Muay Thai? I would love to get started. I would love to actually do that." I'm like, "But what is retaining you from doing that?" "Oh, well, you know." And then every time we talk about this, then after that, there is a whole lot of different reasons why the person wouldn't do it. And the reason why is because the person thinks that straight away you have to be super duper awesome at a specific skill. So let's say if I talk about Muay Thai, which, you know, I do like literally every single day these days, they will compare themselves and to my level, for example. I'm not saying I have a huge level or whatever, but they will see, for example, a video and they will say, "Oh, I'm not capable of doing this." Of course, you're not capable of doing it because you've never done it, which is normal. And when I started, I was just punching like crazy. I just didn't know what to do. And that's totally normal. So you don't want to think that way. You don't want to think, "Oh, I can't start because I'm not able to do this or that." Like, of course, you're not able to do it because you're beginning something. So that's super important. And so instead of trying to reach that level yet, what you want to do is actually to start at the smallest scale that you can. Because that's what I do in like literally everything I start, and I love to start new things because I love my life to be exciting. So let's say when I actually started, Muay Thai, I think I started with the first class and I went with friends, and that made it like quite, you know, like exciting, enjoyable. But what you can do as well is, for example, take a private class. That would actually remove the anxiety or the stress of being around people, maybe watching you or judging you. But also what you can do is if you are scared of people judging you, for example, what you can do is start by yourself at home and whatever you want to do. So, and it doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or whatever. You want to start very, 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 very small, like one thing, one simple, super duper simple thing. So, for example, I took the example of Muay Thai, right? So, let's say if I want to start Muay Thai, what I would do for someone who is very stressed, for example, but definitely want to get into Muay Thai, I would advise them to go on YouTube and just have a look at the simplest move they can do to start Muay Thai. So usually you will start with some shadow boxing. So what we call shadow boxing is basically, you know, like mirroring. Like you look at the mirror and you do... you basically fight with your shadow, right? So that's something you can do by yourself, and you can start as simple as, you know, just doing punches. So you simulate punching people and you start to just look at the mirror and just punch. That's the start. I know it sounds ridiculous, it sounds stupid, or it sounds like it's not much, but it's a start. And then you want to add some other moves that you will find on YouTube for beginners. And then you want to add kicks. And then you want to add some other tips and tricks. And then when you feel comfortable with these, then you want to start to like either take a private class or take a group class. And that's really how you want to get started. That way you have already one step ahead and you feel less stressed when you put one foot in the at the gym, right? Because most of the time, the reason why we don't want to get started on something is because we are scared to be judged. And also, we have a perception of what is, like, what the class is going to be different than what it is. So let's say when I actually thought about boxing, I thought that I would put a step. I was so scared, actually. I thought I would put a step, like, in the class, and there would be like all these tall, muscular guys that would be like way, way better than me, and that would judge me and maybe, you know, like be rude with me. And it was totally wrong. It was not at all the case. People were actually super nice. Trainers were super amazing, super nice. It was definitely not at all what I thought it was. And that's what we do. We invent scenarios which are not true. I'm talking about boxing here, but that could be literally anything else. And we think that it's gonna be super duper hard and stressful. So if you do think so, for whatever you want to do right now, whatever you're scared of starting, but you really want to do it, you want to remove those thoughts from your head and you want to start to think, oh, actually, maybe what I'm thinking right now is not true. Maybe there is another case, like there is another scenario where everything will go right instead of going wrong, and everything will actually be super pleasant and super awesome. When I started bikes, like riding manual bikes, I started on the beach, and someone actually, so it was a guide who brought a dirt bike, so it's actually enduro bike, like it doesn't matter, a kind of bike basically, that I know, like I knew that it would be awesome, just because what I did is I went on YouTube, I studied the whole thing, I asked him what kind of bike, I studied the whole thing. So when I arrived on that day where I knew that I would learn how to ride, I already knew the basics, like the very, very basics. So when he explained, it all makes sense. Like I was not lost or whatever. And then it just flowed. Like it was flowing. It was amazing. And I did super well, like compared to what I thought I would do. So what I mean by that is whatever you want to learn, whatever you want to do, whether it's a class that you want to start, whether it's a skill you want to learn, whether it's an activity you want to do, a place you want to go to, just start with simple things. If you want to go somewhere and you don't want to go by yourself, for example, you can ask a friend to go with you, or you can just go halfway. If there is something that you want to do, let's say you want to go to the gym. That's a very good example, actually. You want to go to the gym and you're scared to go to the gym, or you just don't want to go because you think that, you know, if you go, you have to run for 1 hour. Well, that's not true. Like you can go and just go for 5 or 10 minutes, and that's still like an action. You still actually went. And if you go every day and commit to it, even for 10 minutes, it's better than not going at all, because at some point you will take the habit to go to the gym, and then you will go 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You don't have to go 2 hours. That's really my main point. So, and if you're scared to go by yourself, go with a friend. Ask a friend to go at least for the first class. Or ask friends if they're going to the gym, and go to their gym. That way you get used to going to one gym, and then you go to the one you want to go to. That would be my main advice on this. Of course, there are a whole lot of old, you know, other different things that you might want to be doing. Maybe you want to go back to university. Maybe you want to start your own business. Maybe you want to write a book. Just start with the smallest thing that you can do as a start. Just start something, basically. Just take one action, one very small action. Once you've taken this small action, then start another one and another one and another one and another one, and don't stop. Like, just keep increasing until you feel comfortable. If you can't increase, like, just, you know, just do the same until you feel comfortable with it. And that's okay. You don't have to, you know, be the best straight away, because no one is actually the best overnight. You have to start somewhere and then start to, you know, step by step, gain the skills, and or step by step, you know, increase or upgrade depending on what you want to do. But don't, you know, start with this idea that it has to be perfect or that you have to be at that particular level or whatever, because you can always start where you are. Everyone started at their own level, and then they learned on the way. And most of the time when you want to learn something, you are not, you know, the only one who want to learn it. So let's say I see that with dancing too, when people tell me, oh, Mel, but I can't dance. And I'm like, of course, right now you can't dance. But if you want to learn how to dance, then you just have to learn the first steps as a start, as a beginning. And then you can start to learn some other steps and then some other moves, right? So, and often people say that they are scared of being judged, scared that, you know, they won't be good enough, etc. But everyone starts somewhere, everyone begins somewhere. And if you are a beginner, that's totally fine, because we are all beginners in something. And you go to beginner's class, so you will be surrounded by beginners. You won't be surrounded by advanced people. That's the main thing as well. Like, when we start something, when we begin something, we believe that in the class there would be people who are amazing at that. But if it's a beginner class, then we are surrounded by beginners. So we all at the same level, we all learning. Of course, there will be some people who have more classes, less classes, etc. And that's why you want to actually start to get educated a little bit on YouTube first, get familiar, like, just type, if you want to, you know, start a salsa class, like, start salsa, just Google or YouTube salsa for beginners and see, like, what is it that they do, and just learn the very, very, very ultra basics, so that then you have one step ahead when you put a foot in the class. I know I'm repeating myself, but I just want you to get the point. So that's how you overcome that. Just take baby steps. Don't put pressure on yourself on doing a massive big step that you will be scared of, and just try to do baby steps first. Just think as if you want to jump on the cliff, out of the cliff, into the water. You won't start with a 50 meters, you know, jump. You will start with 1 meter, then 5, and then 10, and then 15, up to 30. But you will not start with your 30 meter jump. That would be totally crazy, and most likely you will hurt yourself and you won't do it because it's going to be too scary. So... so that would be it for today. Hope that helps, guys. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram is mel_dupre. That's actually not. That's mel_nomadlife. Sorry. And I will talk to you soon, guys.